This is the Up North Lowdown from Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco. Today, we visit with longtime Northern Michigan filmmaker Rich Brower.
No, I've got 7 or 8 other screenplays ready to go after this. And nothing like Dog Man, nothing like this even. I love telling stories.
Ellie Katz takes us to the set of his latest movie in Frankfurt. The producer behind the Dog Man film series and Escanaba into Moonlight is back to work on another movie. Rich Brower, who has produced movies in Northern Michigan for decades, is shooting his latest film called Gandhi Dancer. The film follows Carl Olson, an aging Army veteran and railroad worker, whose daughter moves him into a retirement home. Stubborn and unhappy, Olson hatches an escape plan and hitches a ride out of town on an old rail car that's also been slotted for retirement. IPR's Ellie Katz visited filmmaker Rich Brower on set earlier this month.
I'm tempted to have you frame it way to your left. Yeah, like that. Initially. So
at the Maples retirement home in Frankfurt, the film crew is crowded into a room that's been staged with a bed, a couple chairs, and some photos. Director Rich Brower looks down at his script.
Yeah, this is scene 111. Claudia finds a couple of old photos on Carl's dresser, and one shows a crew of railroad men. We have all these things. One looks like her dad, and it's getting close to the end of the movie. It kind of plays at the kind of towards the end.
Behind Brower, the crew is testing out different camera angles and furniture locations until they get it right.
Okay, let's do a rehearsal. And rehearsal only, and action.
Brower says he cooked up the idea for this movie 15 years ago. He got intrigued by the idea of someone having to move to a retirement home against their own wishes.
I tend to draw stuff out of real life, so I'm aware of my father and other people that have had that situation. In this case, the old guy's totally happy living at home, except he's leaving doors open, he's burning popcorn, he's setting fires, but he still feels like he can handle anything. And that piece of it is what started this whole thing for me, was that as people change or get old, they get stubborn, maybe. Against all logic, they want to just fight it. It's not going to happen to me, of course.
At 71, Brower is typically one of the older guys on set these days. But he says he's got no intention of stepping out from behind the camera anytime soon.
No, I've got 7 or 8 other screenplays ready to go after this. And nothing like Dog Man, nothing like this even. I love telling stories. I have no reason to not keep at it forever, you know, until they drag me out of here and tell me to. Maybe they'll put me up here now. Somebody's going to buy a room for me at the Maples and then tell me to quit doing this. But until that happens, I'm going to keep cranking out.
Back on set, the actors are in their places and the cameraman is ready to go.
All right, here we go. If everybody's had a chance to last look it, then we're going to shoot this. And here we go. Roll sound.
It down.
Sound speeds.
Camera speeds. 111, take one.
Rolling, and action.
For IPR News, I'm Ellie Katz.